Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. There are those at Bethel who have heard me preach hundreds of sermons, those that have sat in hundreds of Bible studies with me. There are those that have endured hundreds of meetings with me. Others are newer to Bethel and our paths have not crossed quite as often. No matter how often we have been in each other's presence, I pray that over these years you have found one thing about me, and that is a laser focus on the gifts of God to the world, especially those gifts that come to us in Jesus Christ. It is not as if other gifts are unimportant. It's just that God's gifts stand so much higher above all other gifts. I appreciated that focus at my daughter's wedding, held right here in this room 14 years ago. At most weddings, there is a grand procession and a wonderful song that ushers in the bride. That day, there was a grand procession, and for the song ushering in the bride, Joe and Kari had chosen a hymn sung by the congregation. Praise to the Lord the Almighty, the King of creation. Even in a moment, a high moment in one's life, one can point away from oneself to the one who gives all good gifts, including the gift of love. The focus is on God and God's gifts to us. The long reading that we had from the Old Testament this morning, Exodus, we introduce the story of God's freeing of his people from slavery in Egypt. Moses is sent on a treacherous mission before Pharaoh to free God's people from bondage. But Moses has objections, including the authority by which he is to speak before the powerful Pharaoh. Who is it that is sending him on this dangerous task? Says God, I am who I am. That is enough. It is totality. God is not going to be confined by a name. We see that we cannot put God in a box, big or small. God is. Notice God did not say to Moses to tell the Israelites, I am the God who is going to bring you out of slavery. That is the whole point of the Exodus, to be sure. But God is so much bigger than that. God did not even say to Moses, tell the people that I am the God of all creation. Now you'd think that the creation of the entire universe is a pretty big deal. But God is even bigger than that. I am who I am. In our readings from Revelation, we hear of a similar all-encompassing name for God. The Lord God says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Perhaps you recognize those as the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. The Lord God says, I am A to Z. I am everything. Further, the Lord God says, I am the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is to come. From these two notions of God, we get the correct understanding that God is not tied to a time or a place or an event. God is God of everything and the God for all times. God is the God of everything and the God for this time. And for a year from today, and 100 years from today, and 1,000 years from today, God is. I pray that is what you have been hearing me preach for 24 years in this place. No matter what is happening in our lives or in the world, God is. God supersedes anything that is happening in our lives and around us. You might be getting married, but the praise and thanks belong to God. You might be mourning the loss of a loved one, but God's promises supersede the sting of death. You might be worried about a world confronted by virus, but there is a God who knows what the end of this mess looks like, and a God who has promised to be with his people before, during, and after all of the chaos. In our gospel story for this day, Jesus says, "The Father and I are one. They are inseparable. The Father gives the Son lives in the Father. They represent the best that can happen to this world and to all of God's people. They are from A to Z. They are everything." One of the themes of my entire ministry, which really comes from my childhood, you heard rehearsed in the children's word for today. You saw the picture that hung over my bed in my childhood bedroom. How often would I look at that picture when I was a child? Could be in the daylight or with the help of electric lights. It could even be in the middle of the night, with moon filtering in so I could see Jesus holding a lamb. Or maybe late in the evening with light filtering in from the hallway before my folks went to bed. One Saturday night, my family was returning home from an event about 100 miles away from where we lived. It was going to be very late before we got home. And so my folks had us kids put our pajamas on so if we went to sleep in the car, we could be transferred to our beds with as little disruption as possible. And certainly we did go to sleep on that late and long ride home. My dad pulled into the single car garage. Anybody remember those? And he struggled to kind of open the door and gather me up into his arms so he could carry me up the steps and disturb me as little as possible, not thoroughly waking me. He secured me in his arms and kicked the door shut. The plan not to wake me up was spoiled by the fact that my little toe had not yet cleared the door and the door jamb. And I imagine I woke up the entire neighborhood with whatever it is that came out of my mouth next. My dad was so sorry. But he needed to preach the next day. And so he went to bed. It was my mom who stayed up all night with me in that room with a throbbing toe, a toe that never did make it back to normal. As I paced the room, as I cried and whined and looked for comfort, how often did I look at that picture above my bed and wanted that Jesus to hold me? But in that room, there was a mother who held her son, who sang, who prayed, who comforted. Those long, dark night hours finally stretched into daylight. That morning, my mom found a slipper that I could wear to the Sunday school Christmas program that afternoon, where the Sunday school would gather to sing about a Savior who has come into the world to love and to care for his people. A Savior who came to hold a little boy with a broken toe. If there is one abiding image I could leave you with, it would be of a good shepherd who is, who always is, one who has come to hold you in his loving arms. No matter if things are not going so swell in our lives, God's gifts supersede anything happening in our lives. That is the confidence with which we can go into any circumstance of life, including our current circumstances, virus and unrest, political turmoil, continual disruption in our daily lives. The Alpha and the Omega is always with us. Oh, the noise of the world would like to drown out the truth of I am. Pharaoh tried, Pontius Pilate and the Romans tried, plagues and diseases have tried, despotic rulers have tried. They have all failed. The enduring word belongs to I am. Because that word is eternal, yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever. Amen.